Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to talk a little hoops, Giants, WBC with our good friend Dave Fleming. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Tremendous. That was something, wasn't it? That was, I can't believe there are people out there that would say, if you watch, like, you should never watch baseball again if you couldn't enjoy that, because that was so much fun, and I just think people over here don't pay it as much mind because we have the World Series, and they think that's king. Ask the rest of the country how they, or world, how they enjoyed that game. That was like a big deal, and I'm hoping it will become a bigger deal here after watching that.
Yeah, I think it's going to become a bigger deal. I do. It feels like there was a lot of momentum for it built up over the last couple of weeks. Because it was, I mean, I walked out probably, I was in Miami. I'm going to buy a condo down there now. I was in Miami for a while. It feels like I've been there forever. Probably over those 11, 12 days, whatever it was, four times I walked out of the booth at the end of the night going, well, that's as good as this sport gets. That's as good as baseball can possibly be. Just in terms of, you know, drama, how hard the players are playing, the atmosphere in the ballpark, but also the talent on display. I mean, that to me was the thing that separated this tournament from tournaments in the years past. It's clear that teams around the world have gotten deeper and better. Almost every game was competitive. The U.S. had a hard time shaking Great Britain. I mean, it's incredible how fast some of these countries, and look, the eligibility rules are a little bit loose to allow some countries to be more competitive. It's a good thing. But I just don't know that the sport can be a whole lot better than, say, the championship game with Ohtani against Trout, or the United States versus Venezuela with Trey Turner hitting that grand slam, or Puerto Rico Dominican Republic with Francisco Lindor flying around the bases and diving into the plate head first. That's about as good as this sport gets. And I do think this year's WBC is going to up the interest big time for the next time it comes around.
Now all they need is to get, we got all the star hitters. Now I just got to convince some of the pitchers to come pitch next time they play.
Yeah, and I think they will. I mean, I think, you know, it's been one big takeaway is the players themselves are so intrigued. I mean, look, I have been like the missing man at Giants spring training. I feel bad. The season is going to start here in a week, and I haven't been here at all. So I'm here today. I came over a little early for batting practice, and as soon as I walked on the field, every player who was there taking batting practice, the first thing they said was, oh my gosh, how was that fun as it looked? What was that? All of them were watching. Everybody noticed how great it seemed to be. I there's a tiny part of me that thinks, the fact that a lot of the great pitchers weren't there kind of made it more entertaining. It was like, no lead is safe. Dominant pitching can be so dominant in today's game. It was almost like a little reset for the hitters to be able to face some guys that aren't maybe the world's absolute best. But I think for it to reach the ultimate pinnacle, you're right, we need those pitchers. And I guarantee you they're going to be more. Maybe not all, but they're going to be more next time around.
Well, we like having you back, Dave, but I kind of like the idea of Havana Dave, too. Staying down in Miami, maybe wearing some white pants like Dulce de Leche, some ankle pants like the capris with the white shoes. It's a good look for you, man. You can pull that off.
Just me. I had a lot of cafecito while I was there. Some empanadas. I got into the Miami scene. Yeah. Hell, I had to. I was there for a month.
Yeah, lean in. Good deal. In terms of some of the other stuff of the tournament, the other layers to it were great for me. Like the people want to compare to World Cup, and I'm not there yet, obviously, with the magnitude, but the fact that Japan goes 10-0 and Ohtani does all that he does, and then somebody reminded me, don't forget there was like a dude from the Czech Republic, who's an electrician, who struck him out once earlier in the tournament. It's like that type where those guys could be on the same field as Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani. That element to this, I think, is going to continue to grow. And, you know, Team Israel just getting money to build a facility out in Tel Aviv. All that stuff is going to lead to this thing being even bigger in 15, 20 years. And from where it was when it started in 06, the growth has been spectacular, I think.
Yeah, and bigger like in terms of fan interest, which is really, really important, but also bigger in terms of, like, this sport needs to find the most talented athletes around the world and get them to play baseball. I mean, it's just a crucial component keeping your sport healthy. And, it, you know, to me, it's what has taken basketball at the highest level to a different level. The fact that Nikola Jokic and Giannis, guys are from all corners of the globe now the best players in the world. Shohei Ohtani is like the ultimate example to me of that guy. I would argue is the greatest baseball player who has ever lived. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to have the greatest career, but I don't think there's ever been anybody like this guy, and he's not from the United States. And so I think that is a really great thing for the health of the sport. And if I were in charge, the commissioner, the owners of Major League Baseball, I'd be leaning hard into that aspect of it. Like, this has a chance to be the platform where we find the next wave of great, truly great players. And who knows, maybe someday one of those will come from a place like the Czech Republic or from Israel. But even if it doesn't, even if it's still sort of the core baseball countries, the fact that half the people in Japan were watching these games, 65% of the country of Puerto Rico was watching their game against the Dominican Republic. I mean, that was the television rating in Puerto Rico for that game. That is a really good thing for the long-term health of getting people interested in your sport.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You know, it's interesting when you said he could be the greatest baseball player ever, because, look, nobody's done what he does at the same time that he's done it. And the game is, and nobody mentions Babe Ruth, and no one's going to question his greatness, but, you know, he pitched and then he hit, and he only did it for a little bit of time both. And it was a different league back then. This is like pretty much all the greatest players around the world play in MLB. So I don't think that's a stretch at all. But it really got me thinking when you said it. What do you think? No one could tell me that Willie Mays couldn't throw 98 miles an hour, or Ken Griffey Jr. couldn't throw 98 miles. And like, I wonder how many guys in the U.S. over the last 50 years, if they would have been encouraged to do this, could have pulled something like this off. Because all the great players, we all know in Little League, they were your pitchers, your shortstops. They hit fourth. In high school, they did the same thing. And then in college, you got to start choosing. Do you want to be a pitcher? Do you want to be a hitter? And no one's going to let you try to pull this off in baseball. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to let you pitch because they think it's impossible to do. Now that we've seen it's possible, and the Giants have that guy in their minor league system, but I'm talking about some of the greatest players in the history of the game. Nobody could tell me that you couldn't tell me that Willie Mays is as great as he was if he just focused on being a pitcher. He probably couldn't have pitched, or I'm just picking him out of a hat. But I think there are probably other players out there that were never given the opportunity to do so.
I think that's true. I mean, I think Willie's actually a good example. He was going to go play quarterback at Alabama if he hadn't played baseball. So, I mean, I think you know, that overall athletic ability, the arm strength, the aptitude for the game, the geniuses of the game, I think you're right. And, you know, who knows what would have happened. Shohei Ohtani was – he was really strongly considering being the first player from Japan to kind of – and I can't remember if he would have had to go to court to do this, test the rules of you got to sign in Japan first as your platform before you go to the major leagues. He was going to test that. He wanted to graduate high school and sign with a major league organization. And the reason that he didn't challenge that is the guy who actually was the manager of this Japanese team, Hideki Kuriyama, was a great player in his own right and was a manager of a team in the NPB, a professional team in Japan, sat him down. He'd known him for a couple of years and said, don't sell yourself short and pick one of these two things. You can do both. You can be the first guy to really do both at a high level. You can do this. And the way you can do it is stay here for a few years. I'm going to help you. And you're going to learn how to do both. You're going to develop a program that works for you. And then you can go over there. And Shohei bought it. And I mean, look how it turned out. But I mean, it took that guy basically pulling him aside and saying, don't listen to everybody else telling you you have to choose. You can do both, and we're going to come up with a plan for you to do both.
Do you get the impression that, like, how you know, anybody who's played pickup basketball or any sort of organized basketball over the last 20 years knows the evolution of, like, going out and playing pickup 15 years ago and then going out now where people shoot threes, like, playing pickup basketball? That was, like, never a thing. You just didn't do that on double rims or anything like that. But because of Steph Curry's impact on the game, it's changed. Is Shohei Ohtani having that impact in Japan? Are kids doing things differently? I mean, every kid here, when you're in Little League, you pitch and you play first and play left. You play all over the place. But is he changing the way the game is played in Japan? You think at all in the way Steph's done that here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, the Japanese manager did tell us one thing. He said that the World Baseball Classic was really important because participation for kids in Japan for the first time had started to fall off, which really surprised me. You know, and you can kind of maybe guess, like, are too many of the best players being poached now and coming over here? Has it watered down the professional league there, which has always been so important? Like, that would be my speculation as to why maybe something like that could be happening. And I hope that Shohei would turn all that around because, I mean, it's not just how breathtaking it is that he's doing what he's doing. I mean, he hit the hardest ball in the WBC, and he threw the fastest pitch in the WBC.
And he hit the longest homer, too.
And I watched him take batting practice. You know, with the Angels, he doesn't really – I don't want to say never, but almost never does he take batting practice on the field. And he did for 2 days in Miami. And I had an up-close view of Bonds doing it. And this was everything and maybe more. It was absolutely astonishing where he was hitting the ball. Just one swing after another, 500 feet. I mean, just it was breathtaking. And he just makes it look – the guy's just a baseball genius. He makes it look way too easy.
Oh, you're making me almost reflect upon this Angel season being, oh, this will be the last year I get to see him in an Angel uniform. Oh, it'll be so much fun.
Yeah, you're yearning a little bit. Yeah.
It'll be over after this year. Speaking of this baseball season, I know you've been around the Giants.
I can think of another uniform that would look good on.
Yeah, I know you can. I know you can. Hey, if he's up here, I'd still get to watch him 150 times a year. So that would not be a bad thing. What do you think? You haven't been around the team a lot, but I mean, I know you keep tabs on what's going on and who's doing what. What has kind of jumped out at you as far as spring training? We're only a week away from the regular season.
Yeah, that's scary to me because I got to get up to speed a little. I think I will.
I know you will.
I've been paying pretty close attention. Here are the takeaways when I talk to folks around here. Much deeper overall, not just big league roster, but like the reinforcements. Everybody's been really happy with how the roster 1 through 40 has performed. Like, lots of players looking like, that's a big leaguer. That guy could help us. we could find a spot for him to really do well. So that's very encouraging because, look, I mean, part of 162 is managing through injuries in this time. And last year it caught the Giants a little bit at times, you know, especially in the pitching department. And I think this year's pitching staff is really deep in starting pitchers. So that's one thing that has stood out big time to everybody down here. The other thing is, you know, some of these younger players have had awesome camps where not only are they putting up numbers, like you can look at the stat sheet and say, oh, but bigger, stronger, faster, hitting the ball harder, more confident, better body language, looking like they belong. Like all the scouting stuff that goes along with not just looking at the stat sheet, but the things that the coaches and the evaluators are looking at closely. I think that stood out too. They've got some younger guys now who are much closer to actually helping the big league team.
Talking to Dave Fleming on the UMA guest line. Is there a case at all? And you said you've been keeping tabs. We were looking at the numbers and sort of comparing Casey Schmidt and David Villar. And I know it's not that simple, but Villar doesn't have a ton of experience. I know he was kind of competing for the third base job. They don't have a ton of depth there. I understand a guy like Casey Schmidt hasn't had a ton of experience at the upper levels of the minor leagues, but he's done everything you asked of him to this point. What's your take on what's going on at third base?
Yeah, well, Casey's definitely one of those guys in the category of what I was talking about. Like, everybody's been impressed by the results, but the approach too. Mm-hmm. He's made a ton of improvements back over the last, 13, 14 months, a ton. And I think he's close to being ready. Like, he's hitting the ball harder. He's obviously capable defensively. The fact that I don't think it's been played up enough. The fact that they think he could be a major league shortstop, like he's good enough, is really impressive. Because most guys who are just third basemen, I just can't remember many examples of a guy who comes up, he's a third baseman, that's his position, that's where he ought. Oh yeah, move him over to short, he's fine there. That doesn't happen very often. Gives you kind of an idea of the natural talent he has. So yeah, he's not going to start the year unless something crazy happens the last few days. He's not going to be on the big league team at the start of the year, but he is going to be given a chance to go down, start his minor league season. And if he builds any kind of momentum, he would be one of the first calls if they needed somebody. So Casey Schmidt will make his debut sometime this year. I'm pretty certain of that, as long as he stays healthy.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Can Bryce Johnson hit enough to be a defensive center fielder and a stolen base king extraordinaire?
Yeah, good question. I think he can. I think the bar for him is going to be, and I don't want this to come across as an insult, but it's going to be so low because of all the other things he can do. Like, people rave about this guy on defense. And so if you're in center field and running around and catching everything, you don't have to be a really great offensive player to be a winning player. And then you throw on the base stealing on top of that. Like, it's just a way to add value to your team. Now, you know, part of it's hitting, part of it is just getting on base. Can he take a few walks? Can he be patient enough to get on base enough to use that speed? That's still an open-ended question, but I do think the answer is yes. And I think, you know, let's just dream and say, okay, Haniger has a big year. Conforto has a big year. Tyro Estrada takes another step forward. Blake Sable comes out of nowhere and is a candidate for a rookie of the year. Lamont Wade gets back to it. Like, let's just say the Giants have a lot of offense from those players that I just rattled off, and they're not struggling to score runs. I think there's a scenario where Bryce Johnson could get a lot of playing time out there, because this team still wants to win based on the pitching depth they have and being a better defensive team, and he could really help with that.
By the way, we need Blake Sable up there, since I just kind of realized I didn't even hit me until yesterday when I was talking to my buddy, one of my best friends from high school. He coached him in Little League down in Aliso Viejo. He was his coach.
You got to get to the yard and meet this guy.
I do. I do. I'm like, oh my gosh, you did. He has an older brother that I think got drafted. I don't know if he made anything, but yeah, he tells me he could always hit. Always a really, really good hitter. It's just, you know, the catching and the left field. Can he play defense enough to give them value? But yeah, no, there are a lot of intriguing stories with this team, and it's going to be interesting. I think getting off to a good start will be, I don't want to say critical, because it's 162 games and you can get off to a slow start and then kind of get yourself going. But I just think for this year's Giants, kind of how last year's season went, I know they were 500, but it's kind of a phony 500. Just get off to a nice start. It doesn't have to be great, but, you know, a nice start where you feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's not going to be easy, because their schedule is tough. And it's, you know, part of it is just who they're playing, but part of it also is how they're doing it. Like, you know, they don't have a road game in California until June. So many of these early season road games are a long way from San Francisco. So it's going to be a grind of a schedule early. And if you can kind of stay healthy and survive that part of it, I think they're set up to have a really good year, actually. I'm bullish on this team. I think they're going to be quite a good bit improved last season.
Dave says, take it all over 80.5.
Over 80.5. Dave Fleming said it first. That's it.
Dave Fleming endorses it.
If that is the current number, that's an easy over.
Lock it in.
Like, I mean, I'd set the, you know, for me, it'd be 80, you know, if it's a true Vegas line, not my optimistic, but I would say 84, 85 would be my, you know, like true Vegas. So that tells me, well, lock it in.
Lock in the over 80.5. All right, before we let you go, since you're basically embedded with this team seemingly, let's ask you your take on UCLA Gonzaga, because I've said this is the one game out of the eight that I really want to watch. I'm intrigued by two West Coast powers going at it, and more specifically, I'm intrigued because the contrasting styles. One wants to make it a track meet, one wants to make it a rock fight. And who wins the battle of pace is going to be intriguing. What do you think about Gonzaga, UCLA?
I don't want to undersell UCLA, because I just think their program is really solid right now.
I agree.
Tournament coach. You know, they got a tournament coach who really, really knows what he's doing. But my guess is David Singleton's going to be limited after the foot injury in the Pac-12. Champ game, my guess is, or in the second round win, I guess it was. My guess is that Bona is banged up and isn't 100%. Like, I just think they're, and already, you know, without Clark, that I think they're going to come up a little bit short personnel wise. They'll play hard, they'll fight hard. They've got Jaime Jaquez, who's really, really good, but I think Gonzaga is going to be too much for him. The next step, UConn is playing. UConn might be the favorite to win the tournament right now. You know, that sounds crazy, but that guy Hawkins, man, the big guy's awesome, but that guy Hawkins, I could watch him shoot all day. That is pure.
And he is a flat-out shooter. There is no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So hey, for those people,
I lean Zags tonight just because of the injury problems for UCLA.
Yeah, I know we got to run, but for those people that haven't watched Gonzaga play as much, what's a key for them? Like, you know, when they're playing well, like, what do they look like?
I'll give you one. If Bolton makes some shots, like, Bolton's going to play well no matter what, because he's a veteran and he guards well and he plays hard. But if Bolton makes shots, the whole thing's different for them. And he made shots against TCU. He's had this thumb thing that he's had kind of a down year because of it. But if it's feeling okay and he's stroking it and makes even just a few outside shots and gets involved in the game, Gonzaga's hard to beat.
Dave, thank you so much. Always fun chatting with you. We'll look forward to doing it throughout the course of the season. Maybe we'll even talk to you before the season gets underway. So enjoy being back in the Bay, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Can't wait. I hope so. Talk to you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.